Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, comedian Heather McMahon is here and breaking down all the Housewives news with us.
Would I thrive as a housewife? Yes. But then would I want it to taint the way I idolize some of these women? I just don't. It's like never meet your hero.
And Garcelle Bouvet sets the record straight on why she unfollowed Erica Jayne.
It was something that I didn't like, and it also didn't really align with who I am.
We got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp. And we are so, so, so excited to be joined by the one and only, the amazing Heather McMahon. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. Wow. That was such an introduction. The one and only, I'll take it. Okay.
We are so thrilled to have you on the show today to break down all things Housewives, because we know that you are a huge Housewives fan. So we're, like I said, so pumped for you to break it all down. But yeah. I know that you're taking some time out from your tour right now. So tell us how it's going.
It's been amazing. But this is the first time I've been home, literally, since the new year, longer than 24 hours. So I usually come home from a weekend, have, 2 hours to do laundry and head back out. So it feels weird to be home, but it's great. The farewell tour has been amazing. It's a joke that I call it the farewell tour. We will continue to tour through the years, cash those checks as long as we can, as long as theaters will have me, if you will, but it's been amazing. Like, I'm just completely overwhelmed by the turnout of these shows, and it's great. I'm living my dream. There's nothing to complain about.
I love it.
That's awesome. We love you so much. And of course, we're here to talk Housewives today. So I got to know, you're going to Salt Lake City. Will you be stopping by Beauty Lab?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? That is like my dream. Also, everyone says, like, I get stopped in the street. People think I am Heather. They don't know. And the fact that we have the same name, we literally have the same, like, chiseled jawline and big broad shoulders. Like, she is my dream. I have to meet her. I adore her. Yes, I absolutely. And if you don't think that I'm going to be stopping by Mary's Church for a service, you're out of your mind.
I would die to go to one of those.
I would too.
It's like, it's epic. Please, please record it. Post it on your Instagram.
Yeah, for sure.
We also got to talk about some of your tour essentials that you're bringing with you. So one of them being for your smile. So tell us a little bit about that.
Listen, I got one of the coolest jobs in the world. Okay. My job is to make people laugh. And then I was on the road, and I've also realized, like, my self-care game has not been great. And then the cool people over at Smile Direct were like, Heather, we're going to send you out. They're like, you cannot be on stage with lipstick on your teeth. You're drinking too much red wine. Like, we're going to get you put together. So I teamed up with Smile Direct for this tour, and it's been awesome. I've got, like, the to-go whitening strips, my electric toothbrush. Y'all, I did not know how your life would change once you switch to an electric toothbrush. Okay. And then they were like, your oral game is not even that great. Don't quote me on your oral game is not great, because that can be taken out of context. But then I realized, like, they have a water pick. I'm doing my teeth whitening on the road. Like, I just realized, in order for me to survive and be the best version of who I can be out on the road and on the stage, I have to team up with Smile Direct and keep my teeth looking good.
Well, they look fantastic.
Thank you.
I know, obviously, you're busy with the tour right now, but we watched Love Hard this winter. So what's next for you when it comes to acting?
I mean, listen, I'm auditioning for anything and everything. I put on the vision board. I really want to do, like, a period piece show. So I'm just manifesting that and putting it out there. I want to play, like, a brothel owner, maybe a saloon owner. I just put me in a corset, give me a pipe, and let me, I want to be in something where I really have to, like, dive into a time, not in the present. You know what I mean? I mean, listen, totally. I audition for everything. I'll send my tape to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Ruthless over here.
I put that movie on not realizing you were in it. And the second I realized, I was like, oh, I'm watching this. This is, it was awesome. I thought you did great. Do you keep in touch with Nina at all?
Oh, yeah. Nina's my girl. We keep in touch. I keep in touch with the whole cast. I mean, honestly, when we shot the movie, we did it during the pandemic, the fall of like 2020. We were all in Canada together. You know, we were literally all had to quarantine together. So it was just the coolest thing. It was like being at summer camp. And people really like when you're on a set somewhere on location, you really do like have a collective, almost like family. But to be shooting that and making something artistic through the pandemic was just, it was wild. So I'm so thrilled with how the movie turned out.
Oh, totally. Are you as obsessed with Nina and Shaun White as we are?
Yes. And I got to be honest with you, they're so genuine and they are really like one of the best couples. And Sean is one of the nicest guys. We were at a party not too long ago. And we were literally like in the corner talking finance, you know, I was like, what stocks do you think are a good investment? Like he could not be a nicer guy. And I know, obviously she's so proud of him and we're all so proud of him because he's just such an icon for athletes and truly genuinely one of the nicest people ever. So he deserves everything that comes to him.
Totally.
Couldn't agree with you more. Snowboard really well too, which is just unfair.
Oh no! And I asked him. I was like that person. Like I'm literally in the corner with a glass of wine and like a cigarette. Like Sean, tell me about it. Like how's your back? And he's like, Heather, I don't want. Like I'm fine. I was like, because everything in my body hurts, and I don't even know how to rollerblade. You know. but he's great.
I love it. All right. Well, Heather, are you ready to talk Housewives with us?
Let's do it.
All right. But before we get into all the Housewives news, we always run down about some of the comments that the people had about last week's show. So Mandy, why don't you kick that off? Yeah. What do people have to say about last week?
People are very heated. We talked about this last week too, about Joe Gorga versus Gia Giudice. So Michelle Bradford said, I am team Gorga all the way. Gia is bratty and seems to forget how much pain her father caused. She needs to learn. People need to be held accountable for bad things they do. Her dad made her mother look weak, stupid, and took her mom away from them. It's just sad. So clearly she's team Gorga. I'm sticking by team Gia, guys. It's her dad. I feel bad for her. I don't think the uncle's much older than her. I'm team Gia. How about you?
I hear you there. Listen, I love Gorga. Okay. The fact that he's also doing a stand-up comedy tour just fills my heart. But Gia to me is just, she's really the pillar of that entire, that family. I won't say community, but listen, I'm married to an Italian. It's a community. You get all the third and fourth cousins and the long lost relatives. I mean, Gia's been through a lot and I think she had to grow up so quick. So, I mean, I think there's always going to be, you know, I'm team Gia, but I always have a soft spot for the Gorgas.
Totally.
Are you going to go see him on tour?
Absolutely. And I want to pick like some date in Florida. Like I was looking at the date. I think he's playing Naples. I'm like, I want to be in Florida with all the other snowbirds and like really just, you know, but I got to sit like third row center and just take it all in.
Take it all in.
Yeah.
I love it. Yvette Torres says, torn about Margaret exposing Bill's affair 10 years ago. Was it wrong of Margaret? So I don't know, Heather, was it wrong of Margaret to expose this affair?
Was it wrong of Margaret? At this point, you know what you signed up for when you're on a reality show, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the number one reason. Everybody asks you like, Heather, do the Housewives, do a reality show. I'm like, I'm just trying to keep anything in the closet as long as it can stay there. Now, granted, when you're a comedian, you get up on stage and air all of your dirty laundry to the point where I don't think anybody wants to hear this anymore. But I mean, you know, the New Jersey really is going through something. What do y'all think? I really think that they like need to get their lives together over there.
It's a bit of a mess.
It's a mess, to put it nicely.
Of course it was wrong of Margaret, but that's why we watched the show, you know?
Exactly.
So I'm not mad about it. I'm fine with it.
Right. What would be the storyline this season if we didn't have Margaret?
Exactly. Would you ever do Housewives, Heather?
Okay. So I thought about it for a second and it was interesting enough. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but they like loosely reached out to like my agents during the pandemic. And I was like, well, one, I'm not a housewife. And two, they're like, I think they were looking at me for New York. I go, I don't even live in New York anymore. So I was like, would I thrive as a housewife? Yes. But then would I want it to taint the way I idolize some of these women? I just don't. It's like never meet your heroes. You know what I mean?
No. Maybe down the road in like 20 years you can do it.
I feel like I would want to do like the Real Housewives of Tuscany, you know, and then like live in a gorgeous house somewhere in like Chianti or Florence. And that's what I want to go international for sure.
I, like totally. I feel like your husband, Jeff, though, would be great on the show. I feel like he's like a good house husband.
Yeah, oh, he's the best house husband, but he would be like a Joe Gorga. You know what I mean? Like where he's just like trying to flex all the time, working on his golf game, you know, just like total. He would steal the show. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'd love to meet him.
I love it. All right. Well, let's get into some Housewives news. And please tell us in the comments if you're a fan of Margaret or is it time for her to hang up her Housewives hat? I don't know. All right. All right. So we got to talk about Erica Jayne because this ongoing legal battle just goes on and on and on. And she got candid about how she's dealt with the fallout from the drama. She told E's Daily Pop, "This has been the darkest part of my life. Just the most desperate, most afraid I've ever been in my life. Most unsure, most volatile. I've been angry. I've been sad. I've been happy. I've been everything. And it's really challenged me to my core." Now, of course, her drama made headlines when she filed for a divorce from Tom Girardi in November of 2021 after 21 years of marriage. Less than a month later, they were named in a fraud lawsuit accusing them of embezzling $2 million in settlement funds from the families from Lion Air Flight 610 crash victims. So she also said that, you know, when they can't get to that man, then they turn to his partner. And that's what I think happened. I think I have taken a lot of the attention that should have been for other people. I've been the whip girl for a lot of people, and I've taken the beating in the public when others should be. I think it would be a bad legal story, and I think it would have gone away, but I do think that because I'm on a reality TV show, it is magnified. I think that because of what I've done professionally, it is magnified. What do we think about this? Is this kind of like a woe is me, Erica Jayne?
I got to be honest, and I take a controversial stand on this. Mm-hmm. I really genuinely don't think that Erica Jayne had any idea what was really going on. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, she's living in that gorgeous house in Pasadena and she's just cashing checks and doesn't think twice about it. Now, whether towards the end, she got wind of something that her husband was up to something illegal, probably when the attorneys knocked on the door and said, this guy's unwell. Did she handle it the best way? No. But if you kind of like look back at what happened with Teresa, right? Teresa, I don't genuinely think she knew she was writing bad checks or signing illegal paperwork. I think some of these women, unfortunately, you know, they leave it up to the man to handle their finances. And he was such a prominent attorney that clearly was doing some shady business. Was it right? Absolutely not. Do I think she should do more for the victims? For sure. But also, she's just had the absolute rug pulled out from under her. I don't think she's as evil as people want to make her out to be. And I think it's like, shit, you know, you don't know what's happening until you find out what's happening. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I mean, people keep saying she needs to do more for the victims, and I 100% agree with it. And I think that would help her redeem herself a little bit in all of this. My question, though, is they've taken like everything from under her, you know, like they were trying to take her earrings back last 2 weeks ago. So it's like, what can she do for them right now when she can't even find a roof, you know? So, but I do agree. She needs to do something for the victims. And I think that will kind of help her story, her move forward from all of this.
Yeah. I think, you know, I totally agree with you. She has to do more, but it's even in the way she speaks about the victims too. I think we saw that even during the season and the reunion. I know she probably couldn't say much because she was legally tied up in things and she probably couldn't, but I think just seeing her being a little bit more remorseful, I think would still help a little bit.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on to Bethany Frankel. I'm curious to get your opinion on Bethany, Heather, but let me tell the story first. So she is offering some words of wisdom to Kanye West after going through her own highly publicized split and custody battle on her podcast, Just Be with Bethany Frankel. She said, "Kanye in particular is really, really shedding a light on his divorce, and he's talking into the court of public opinion instead of talking to the court of custody of your children. My advice to Kanye would be you have to stay the course. You cannot go rogue and take matters into your own hands when it comes to the divorce and custody process. It will only hurt you." Frankel has spent years, of course, in and out of court with ex-husband Jason Hoppe regarding custody of their 11-year-old daughter, Brynn. She encouraged West to focus on the well-being of his kids instead of slamming Kim Kardashian on social media. She further said, "The court is a necessary evil. You can't just go rogue and do things in your own way. You can't Kanye your way out of divorce and go public." So what do you think?
Listen, In the words of Dorinda Medley, who is to me an icon, say it, forget it, write it, regret it. And as soon as he puts it in writing and then he posts it on Instagram, it's not going to look good in a court of law. I mean, you know, I think we've made excuses for Kanye for a long time. And I think Kim, you know, I mean, you have to almost laugh. Like, I feel bad for Kim. I do. I also feel bad for Kanye because he's in his own personal hell. But you just have to, like, the last, what, 48 hours, 72 hours, you're looking at what he's putting up. And it's just, you're like, I don't know if this is a train wreck. I don't know if this is, you know, then you also kind of think like, is this all for publicity? I don't know who to trust anymore over in that camp. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, it reminds me of like when Trump was running for president, it's like, take away his Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think about Kanye, like just take away his Twitter, take away his phone, let him go to a retreat for a few weeks and get stop doing this.
I mean, listen, it's not my place to speak on Kim's marriage, but I think Kim is such a badass. And I think she tried really hard. And there were some things the last couple of years are just unforgivable. And of course, if you have four kids, you want to keep your family together. But I think Kim's just like, listen, brah, if you're not also going to play by the game, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? And and I'm Team Kim all the way.
Yeah. Team Kim all the way. Yeah. It's like you said, you don't know if like you're supposed to laugh at this or if this is supposed to be if this is a concerning situation because he just keeps harassing her. It's just, it's really bizarre. And it's sad. It's sad for those kids. It really is. Yeah.
And I don't think Kim trying to prance or, you know, around town with Julia really was going to help the situation, you know?
Yeah. No, totally.
That whole situation was bizarre.
So weird. Yeah. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, they both dressed like Black Swan and wore like leather suits. But then he bought her a bunch of Birkin bags. Like, what is going on here? Right. I think my husband and I could pull like a publicity stunt just to get a couple Birkins, you know?
Right. Totally.
Let's have a public split just so we can get a couple bags and sell them on eBay.
I would date Kanye for a Birkin for like a month or two. 100%.
Yeah. Let's say something though about the Birkin, and it's not like Hermes is ever going to send one to me or I'll ever get on the list. They look like very uncomfortable bags to carry around.
Totally. You know,
it's like, who wants a bag that big? What are you going to put your laptop? Like, it's too heavy. You can't put it crossbody. I don't get it.
I'll stick with my MZ Wallace for the airport.
Seriously. <There you go. laughs> Comfort is key. Yes. All right. Well, let's move on to Jen Shah because this is just getting even messier. So she is making several requests when it comes to any potential discussion of her participation in the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City at her upcoming trial. So according to court documents, her trial is scheduled to begin next month, and she is opposing the use of evidence of any clips from the show. Her attorney said any use of the clips from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City at the trial of Ms. Shah, either in the government's case in chief or during cross-examination of the defense's case, would have to fall under one of the exceptions to the hearsay rule of evidence, as they are by definition out-of-court statements. Additionally, the latest filing claims that all Real Housewives of Salt Lake City have an incentive to exaggerate their characters and dramatize their lives in order to participate in the currency of the Housewives franchise, drama, conflict, and conspicuous consumption, meaning that it is impossible to tell where reality ends and fantasy and outright deception and fakery begins. This is so crazy.
That's the truth right there.
Right?
Yeah.
So they also produce a lengthy series of questions for the prospective jury, including multiple questions about whether or not the jury watches The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
And, yeah, of course they do.
Right, of course. And if they and if they watched her Hulu series, The Housewife and the Shah Shocker. So that question is a significant one, as she previously denied the opportunity to have her case thrown out after the documentary aired. So this is just so interesting.
Listen, to really circle back and answer your question before, okay? I adore The Housewives. So when people ask, would you ever do The Housewives? I almost feel like it's a little bit of the kiss of death, right? Because I feel like if you're in up on The Housewives, you either get audited by the IRS or you get divorced, you know? And then we got Jen Shah over here running a full-time pyramid scheme. I mean, it's also brazen, I think, what she thinks she's going to get away with. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, everybody that has been associated with this at this point has pled guilty except for her. She's the only one going to trial. So this is not looking good for Jen Shah.
No. Not looking good at all.
No. And the thing is, with using the episodes as evidence or not, it's not going to help her or hurt her. Like, what she did off the show is or allegedly did off the show is way worse than anything she's done on the show. So yeah, have at it. Look at, watch the episodes.
Watch the episodes. Watch her on the Mercedes Sprinter van get taken off in handcuffs. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Jen, you knew. And you know, that's the other thing is like, it, okay, so, you know, Jen knew what she was doing. It's wild to me that you would run a criminal enterprise and then decide to go on a reality show.
You know what I mean? And think that's not going to come up.
Right.
I mean, I have severe acid reflux and like minor diarrhea most days. That's the one reason I probably wouldn't go on the Housewives. But I don't know if it's coming up or going out, you know?
So much.
Please do it. But again, like we said, after, you know, do like 10 more tours and then get on the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's break down this week's episodes of Real Housewives, kicking it off with New Jersey. Heather, what did we think about Louis opening up this episode and kind of showing off his ways and how he deals with family issues?
Listen, I love a tender moment. You know what I mean? I love a tender moment. I like when we can like break the fourth wall, really see what's going on. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I kind of agree. He kind of won me over a little bit this episode.
Bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Mandy, I sense that you're still on the fence.
I don't know. I love watching him. I hope this marriage lasts forever because I think they're amazing TV and I couldn't have picked a better person for Teresa.
That's how I feel too.
But do you think yeah, I don't know if I want to be married to Louis, but yeah, he's great TV.
Yeah.
We also have,
he maybe be running also a criminal enterprise.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Give it a few more seasons.
Right. Yeah.
We also saw Jackie get pretty, I was not expecting this. Jackie opened up about her eating disorder in this episode, which I didn't realize she was still very much going through this. It
right.
seems like when she was shooting, I thought that was a thing of her past. I didn't realize. I also, they keep showing throwback photos of her from college where she, you know, she said she, I think, was like 20 or 30 pounds heavier in college. I thought she looked great then too. But yeah, this was all very shocking to me. I didn't realize this was coming out.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah, I think Jackie's been through so much and I really like her. I think she's just very candid and open and have been honest. I think she's a beautiful family. And it's interesting. I get asked sometimes when I'm on the road by young girls are like, if you could go back and tell yourself anything, what would you tell yourself? And I'm like, to give yourself grace. You know what I mean? To be kinder to yourself. It's like, as women, we're all going through something. We all deal with our insecurities. But when you find out people you think are so strong, like Jackie, have been battling an eating disorder for so long, it's just like, you don't know what people are going through until you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder if the show affected it. It must have, you know, seeing herself on the show. And it just seems like, again, I don't know too much about eating disorders or anything like that, but it just seems like she was so happy back then and seemed fine. And then it's like, this is all coming up now. She seems older. Right. She has kids. She's in a happy marriage. I don't know. It just seems crazy to me.
Yeah. When you're under a microscope, no matter what, especially being on the Housewives, your marriage is under a microscope, you know, your business, everything. I can only imagine that things can be triggering and it can bring up a, you know, pressure to, again, the entire Housewives franchise is about like keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's played a part in it.
So let's move on to Real Housewives of Orange County this week. Dr. Jen, Ryan, whatever. We saw that he is packing his bags. He left. I did feel really bad for her in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I did too. Anytime that a relationship breaks up in the Housewives, I'm rooting for all of them, you know?
Yeah, it's totally hard. I mean, like we said, when you're put under a microscope, everything comes out. And she's only a season one. She's a rookie housewife. So I'm surprised this is happening already. It makes me worried for down the road. Like, you know, she told us that he packed his bags and left, but then they're back together and they're okay now. But it does make me worry for the future of them.
It definitely does. Heather, we have to get your opinion on Noella this season.
Okay. I'm not fully caught up on Orange County. So give me a bit. I still am trying to listen. I'm just glad Heather Dubrow's back. Okay. She's my end all be all. So I'm still trying to catch up and figure out and form an opinion on her. Okay. But Heather Dubrow. Heather and Dr. Dubrow, if they ever wanted to, you know, get weird with it and add somebody else, call me. All right. I love them. Terry and Heather are real time. Actually, let's just get all the Heathers together. Heather Dubrow. What is it? Heather Gay and then me. I'm down. Let's get
yeah.
That is a new the reality Heather, show.
The remake of the movie.
We'll go all the Heathers. This is perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Heather, thank you so much for taking the time and talking Housewives with us today. Congratulations on your tour and everything else you have going on. It's amazing.
Thank you guys for having me. Seriously, I am such a huge fan of anything Housewives. So I just, it feels like, you know, just chit chatting with your best friends about all the trash TV we watch. So I love it.
We're excited. We'll see you on tour, Heather. Thank you.
All right. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Thank you. Well, it was so much fun chatting with Heather. She is so great.
We love her.
We love her. All right. Well, now it is time to get to some real talk. And we recently caught up with Garcelle Bouvet, who set the record straight on where she stands with Erica Jayne. Take a look.
It got a lot of attention when you unfollowed Erica on social media. You know, I got to ask.
Can you believe that?
Were you surprised?
Absolutely. I had no idea. And plus, I had done it a week and a half, I think, prior to it catching on. So when it caught on, I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh, yeah, I did do that. But I couldn't believe how much attention it got.
But you said on the show that, you know, it was because of something that was said, something that was offensive that was said. You know, people throw around offensive terms all the time on the show and, you know, get into fights. Was this something that was the most offensive thing that somebody has said to you on the show?
It was something that I didn't like, and it also didn't really align with who I am. And for me, I want to follow people that, you know, you're seeing their feed. You want to follow them. You want to like them. You want to, you know, cheer them on. And I just didn't want to do that. I didn't want to see it.
Yeah. I saw Sutton followed her back. What's it going to take for you to follow her back?
I don't know.
Was Erica in a different place this season? Did you feel like, or was she, you know, still as open and honest and, you know, talking about her situation, or did, you know, how what's her mindset? I could say,
I can't say too much, but definitely. I think she's in a better place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you said on the show on Real too, that, you know, she probably should be doing more for these alleged victims. I mean, do you still feel like that? How do you think she should be doing that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's always going to be my stance from now till eternity.
I love that we're getting this info of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills before it's going down. She said that she was really surprised that, you know, the news of her unfollowing Erica made headlines. I'm not.
I'm not surprised. Of course it is. Like we always say, if you post a picture with another guy, it's going to make our headlines. If you unfollow someone, it's going to make our headlines. Sorry,
Garcelle.
You're a celebrity now.
Right. All right. Well, let's get to our social spotlight of the week, where we discuss which housewife caught our attention on social media. Who caught your attention this week?
Dolores. She went Instagram official with her new guy. She posted this photo and said #love, #wins, #always, #valentines, #day. A lot of hashtags.
She said,
it looks like he found real love. Together is better always. Stay tuned. ... Which I'm assuming means, because we're seeing her go through the breakup on the show right now, going through a tough time on the show right now. So maybe this is like, stay tuned for happier times.
I hope so. I know when I spoke to her, she said that we're not going to see her new relationship on the show, because I think they found each other once filming Wrapped.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, we did see that she finally confirmed that she and David did break up. But yes, it seems like she's definitely in a better place and in a good relationship. So good for Dolores.
Yeah. And he's hot.
Yeah, he is. Good for her. Mine went to Kim Zolciak, because she clapped back at haters who had some things to say about her daughters getting some, work done on their faces. She basically clapped back and she said, let me be clear here. My daughters read your stupid ass comments. And quite frankly, I am appalled at the fact that some of you are flat out computer bullies. She said that they never had anything, no work done on their lips, period. She posted some flashback photos and said that her daughters are working their asses off and feeling good. So good for Kim.
Yeah. I mean, good for Kim. I'm all for defending her daughters. The lips look a little different to me. I'm just going to say
a little different, but whatever. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Mandy, it was a fun one.
It was so great. And make sure you catch Heather on tour. We'll make sure to link everyone to that.
Definitely. Yes. Big thank you to Heather. And thank you all to you guys for watching. Keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we will see you guys next week.